Hi, I'm Ray Gordon. Welcome to my YouTube channel. I am taking a break from training at chess. And let's take a look at my current rating on live chess. It is 23.19. That's not bad for a 56-year-old. I mean, if you use that age stuff, if somebody's... look at that. My shirt's inside out. Oh, well, ignore all the content because of the shirt. But anyway, the reason I'm wearing this, for those who care, I don't waste a shirt indoors. See? I just throw anything on. And because I don't do this for money, I don't worry about my brand or having a slick video. Because I'm just giving you substance over style, I don't need to talk down to you, so that's why this looks the way it is. But getting back to the chess. If you use that age thing, if I'm 23-19 at age 56, that's 9 points off my lifetime peak. What would I have been at age 30? Gee, what, 2700, 2800, who knows? Most people 2300 at my age were 25 or 26 in their prime. But anyway, how did my rating go back up? I had another breakthrough. I'm not sharing it. Well, actually, it's similar to what I did. So if you do the tunnel repertoire, it will work. You just have to follow everything and, you know, do everything. Most people don't. I guess after I die, some more will. Some already are now, but they're not being loud about it. So I'm going to be streaming soon. I wanted to get over 2300 before I streamed. And now that I am over 2300 more often than just occasionally, I think I'm going to. Also, the rating trajectory is improving very rapidly because of the breakthrough that I just had. In fact, this is something where if I were to reveal it, chess would make, literally be solved. It would make complete sense to everybody, as it does to me now. You'll see it in my games, but I'm just wondering, you might not know why you see it. And I'm not going to say anything for the reasons that I'm about to get into, which are why this video was made. Here's the simple statement. Horny men ruined the world that sexy women rule. Here's the deal. Horny men enable all these sexy women, the pretty privileged, the wealthy chess streamers, the e-girls with 2,000 ratings and $1 million a year in income. Yeah, I mean, you look at this, like, don't look at chess as a competitive sport. And this is not just chess. This is every sport. The hotties now make all the money. Come on already. That's fine, but championships used to matter. They still do on one level, but they don't. So what I mean by horny men ruining the world that sexy women rule, take a look at my chess. And I'm not even saying that I need publicity, because I'm just going to keep winning until, you know, it can't be ignored. And this is what men do, and this is what women don't get. Why are rich men assholes? How are you treating them when they were poor? They have long memories. Often they got rich as motivation to become better than the people who had criticized them. I mean, life is a war. How can chess be considered a social activity if the winner gets all the girls, all the fame, all the money, all the women, you know, all the girls, women, whatever, all the fame, everything, all spoils of victory go to you? That's not social. You know, you're hanging out talking to people when you're competing with them for survival resources, for very valuable resources. So there's a lot at stake here. But take a look at the female e-streamers, the ones, and actually any of them. I'm basically ignored by them. I go, well, they're ignoring you. First off, who a woman ignores doesn't mean shit. What it means is the hooker knows I'm not going to pay her price or I can't afford her price. That's what it is. The woman is the salesperson selling sex, which she also provides. So when she meets you, it's, hi, how you doing? It's like, hey, would you like to buy this product? You know, it's like, what, $1 million for 8 years or whatever, marriage or whatever. That's what she's doing. When she's talking to you, she's not just having a normal conversation. She is making a sales pitch for sex. When she ignores you, she's decided that you are not worth giving this product to because you have nothing to give her. And that extends beyond sex to reputation, to promotion, to fame, collaboration, and everything. These e-girls have the grandmasters on speed dial. And the horny grandmasters don't correct them and say, hey, wait a minute, take a look at this guy. They don't want me competing with them because I might steal their women. You see, everything you see here with me being silenced or me being censored and other people lying and conning you, it all relates to sex. The people in power want to get laid, and they know if they give up that power or they let you see other people who might have more power, they're not going to get laid. That's all it boils down to. Why do you think I play chess? Because ignoring someone, how do you ignore a checkmate? How do you ignore a 23-19 rating? I mean, what do you say? 56 years old. I was 1,500 8 years ago after a dip. You know, the engines dipped everybody. I was 2,000 back in 1989, but it didn't take much to do that back then. So, I'm not even saying that I want things to change. I'm saying take a look at this. Understand just how much power these people have and how else are they using that power? And why do they have that power? There is no meritocracy in chess anymore. Worse yet, all the biggest channels are controlled by the large companies. Again, run by horny men who enable the sexy women, and they don't run on merit. They don't care. It's all done to get laid. So if you're looking for truth, you're going to find truth only to the extent that it helps somebody get laid to share it with you. Think about that. So, I mean, there's nothing stopping. And here's the worst part, ladies, okay? You got a rich guy and you say he's an asshole. How did you treat him when you thought he was a loser? You know, like, if I go to, let's say I showed up 3,100 tomorrow. Suddenly all these women show up. What am I supposed to think of them? That you're two-faced social climbing hookers. Why am I out to impress that? Well, yeah, because you might enjoy the sex, right? Well, that's not enough. So, the reason I am motivated to train is to succeed on merit and not to succeed on networking, looks, or any of that. And I've played some great games. I mean, you can download my repertoire. I'm not even updating it right now. My game database has some amazing stuff in it laid. There are minor improvements to the repertoire. You just won't see it. It's imperceptible. But it has such an impact on the rating. It's like when you avoid one mistake, that's one game you win that you wouldn't have won. Now remember, if you want to talk to the e-girls, that has nothing to do with it. It's just about who's nice, who plays interesting, who hung the queen? Who had that gambit where you hang the queen? Oh, isn't that funny? It's all about sex. Women get paid to do two things in this world. One, look pretty, and two, fuck. The second neither of those is in play, how much does she make? No, then she has to live like a man. Most women do live like men because men won't support them because they're not sexy enough. So if you're sexy, you get rich. That's prostitution. That's large-scale prostitution. So if you're an incel and you don't get laid, that just means you didn't pay a hooker. And a hooker didn't think you could or would. Not anymore. And if you're anonymous, it's because somebody in power wants you to be, even if you deserve to be famous. And when you start winning and beating these people and they kiss up to you, please do not let go of the past. That is the worst thing you can do. So, I mean, I got a theory here. Some people are copying it. I mean, this is explosive. This totally redefines how people train at chess. And I can't even get a mention on a message board. I can't get a single fucking streamer to say anything. That's fine. I go into a tournament hall and beat the number 5 ranked 9-year-old in America. Bitch slap him all over the board from start to finish with one possible mistake that I didn't analyze. Which I don't think was a mistake. I'm never going to analyze it because it doesn't matter. The kid was rated 1991. I'm 56 years old. I got on a train, traveled 50 miles, and beat him at slow chess when everyone tells me I'm a one-minute player who's going to fall apart at a longer time control. What more do you need? Well, I guess we'll see, because I'm entering the under 2200 section of the National Chess Congress, and the only reason I'm entered there is because they won't let me enter the premier section. So, that would be funny if I win the under 20. I don't know. I mean, I could go 0-6. Those are lotteries. Online is where you really find out your ability because it's hundreds of games and not just a few. So, anyhow, I just wanted to share this because I look at everybody. They're looking like they want the truth, but they don't want the truth. They want some hottie. They just want some woman to fuck or whatever. Not even fuck. You have the girl. What do you have? A picture of her. You have something on your monitor. That's not even a woman, guys. And you're giving tons of money to them. You're ruining every sport on the planet because you're all little horn dogs. And you can't admit that women are whores because if you admit women are whores, you have to admit that you're a John. So everybody enables everything. The only casualty of this is truth. Anyhow, I'm Ray Gordon. I am signing off for now, and I will catch all of you later.